With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's pardon for Hunter Biden spares his son from a possible prison sentence.
The pardons came not only in the final weeks of President Biden's tenure, but also in the days before Hunter Biden was to be sentenced. You'll remember he was convicted in a gun case in Delaware and pleaded guilty in a separate tax case in California. He was set to learn his fate. So this pardon ensures that he won't be faced with an incarceration. The pardon does seem designed to preempt that next step in the criminal process.
Correspondent Eric Tucker reporting, Biden has held himself up as placing his respect for the American judicial system and rule of law over his own personal concerns. It was part of an effort to draw a deliberate contrast with Republican Donald Trump. Now both his broken promise and his act of clemency are a political lightning rod. Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire and accusing each other of threatening the Lebanon ceasefire. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says some strikes after the Lebanon ceasefire were to be expected.
We went from hundreds of rocket attacks to basically zero by Hezbollah and dozens of airstrikes by Israel to one or two per day. So there's been a dramatic reduction in the violence.
But Israel has unleashed its largest wave of airstrikes across Lebanon since agreeing to that ceasefire with Hezbollah last week, killing at least 11 people. The strikes came after the Lebanese militant group fired a volley of projectiles earlier on Monday as a warning over what it said were Israeli truce violations. This was apparently the first time Hezbollah took aim at Israeli forces after the 60-day ceasefire went into effect last week. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 128 points, the Nasdaq rose 185. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Giving Tuesday?
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human rights activists, religious freedom groups, and some members of Congress are urging FIFA not to pick Saudi Arabia as the site of the 2034 World Cup soccer tournament. The decision by FIFA member federations on December 11th has been seen as inevitable since last year, despite the kingdom's record of persecuting Christians and other groups. Saudi Arabia ranks 13 on Opendoor's annual World Watch List. This is SRN News. There are upcoming celebrations in store for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in France this coming weekend will be a high security affair, with a repeat of some measures used during the Paris Olympics. After more than 5 years of reconstruction following the devastating fire in 2019, invitation-only ceremonies Saturday and Sunday will usher in Notre Dame's rebirth. Police Chief Laurent Nunez said that only people with invitations and the island's residents will have access to the Île de la Cité in the middle of the River Seine, which includes Notre Dame. He said about 50 heads of state and government are expected. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search for five crew members of a fishing boat that reportedly capsized in southeast Alaska over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.